Peace Plus, fully funded and under the theme of building peaceful and thriving communities, and managed by the Council of Culture Division. So that's the County Archives and County Museum. And it's been led out by a community engagement organisation called Workers Union. So it's basically, it's an intercultural project, and it aims to capture and celebrate diverse migratory experiences of communities throughout Donegal. So people who have emigrated and might have come back home from being abroad, but also people who have migrated or find themselves living in Donegal as well. So it's kind of, it's a cross-community, cross-cultural project.
And it looks at the history of the migration. How far would this go back?
Well, it's quite recent. What we want to explore, modern migration experience, if you like. So, but what we hope to do as part of it is kind of to develop, and we're going to engage communities and also going to engage schools over the next year and a half. But what we really hope to do is at the end of this to create a lovely exhibition, and also to build up, because the County Archives has tons of collections about various themes, and we have emigration archives, but we don't have a lot. So it's basically to include all the communities of emigrants who have stories to tell and histories to relate, and whether it is artifacts or archives or their own personal stories, through talking about them and recording them. We want to record them as part of the County Archives. Ultimately, that's the ultimate objective. But it's really about, the migrant experience, bringing people together, shared commonalities, building connections that people build and the journeys they make to emigrate, how they become part of established communities. I mean, I don't know if you know that we're just finishing up soon a very successful project called Donegal Scotland, and which explores my migration experience to Scotland from Donegal, and this is kind of like, it's almost like a follow up to that, and we hope it will be as successful.
And there's a real beauty in having exhibitions like this. Just you mentioned Scotland there, and there was relatives of my own who went to Scotland and had come back. But a lot of times we don't have those conversations, or we don't think about having them until it's too late. But having this database here keeps them, immortalised.
Well, that's it exactly, because people have amazing stories to tell, but they also have, and there's a lot of commonality among the migrant experience, whether it's people coming to Ireland or people who have left Ireland and left Donegal and come to, from the very beginning, from the journeys aspect, the emotion, or even the decision to leave your country, your homeland, your close relatives, and the emotional impact, the effects that has on people. But then, the whole journey from there to wherever they do arrive to, and how they build up communities, how they build up their own community, or they work with established communities, live with established communities, and their own, how our cultures interact. And I suppose that's what it is, to showcasing those stories and histories and making them become a permanent part of our own history here.
And just finally, Niamh, whenever you're working on the Donegal to Scotland project, is there any standout stories that just stayed with you?
Whole families got involved. So you had maybe the children of people who had migrated to Scotland and being involved and coming to visit the museum. And you would have had maybe the person who had come back from Scotland and who might have just come back specially just to visit the exhibition and contribute their own story. And then they might have come, some people came and actually saw photographs of people they had known and worked with, and they just happened to see those photographs, and it would have brought the memories back, and they would have told their stories based on what they're actually seeing in the museum themselves. So people would have found each other from the past, if you like, because it is, even though of course people scattered and worked all over Scotland in different parts of the country and at different times as well, it's when it's Donegal, it's always a small community, I think.